on Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And 10:06, we're good racing today at Scone. Heath Courtney's the CEO. Morning, Heath.
Morning, Cozzy. How are you, mate?
I'm terrific. What's the day like at Scone?
Absolute cracker, mate. Low 30s, mate. Little breeze blowing, mate, but perfect, mate. Good four with the likely chance of an upgrade during the day, mate.
All right. Now, where's the rail today, Heath?
We're out 5 metres, mate, from the 800 to the winning post and through the remainder, mate. So, yeah, all set for a great day out here, Cozzy.
Now, you copped a bit of rain the other day, didn't you?
Out of the blue, mate, yeah. We got best part of 30 mil 10 days ago or so, mate. So, very welcome relief, mate. But, yeah, we probably need another 3 times at least in the hit, mate. The old, it disappeared quite quickly, but... Yeah, it was. Yeah, brought the spirits up in the community there for a bit, mate. And everything is green for now, but quickly changing before our eyes.
All right. Well, today you got a good day on board. You got a good four, weather fine, run out 5. 800 of the post through the remainder. Gary Harley's going to find all the winners for me in a moment too, Heath.
For sure, mate. For sure he will. Thank you very much for your time, Cozzy.
Thanks, Heath. Heath Courtney, the CEO at Scone. Gary Harley, good morning.
Don't go blowing me trumpet, will you? I'll do that.
All right. Well, you're going to go dusty today. You'll be flat out tipping one.
Well, I wasn't going to tell you, but we tipped 6 on Sunday. But every
Sorry,
one
I didn't hear that. What was that again? You repeat that for me?
We tipped 6 Sunday, but every one of the 6 was favourite.
Yeah, well, hey, you don't go broke back in favourites if they win.
If they win, yeah. And I tried an $8 chance on the last, and I failed badly there. No, it was a big day for favourite backers punters at Newcastle on Sunday, no doubt about that.
Well, I guess 6 winners, that's all you got to do.
It's a terrific meeting, good, strong country meeting. You know, when you've got the Lees and the Kaviners and those sort of stables here with strong representation. I think Chris had about 10 in at the meeting. It is a very, very strong meeting.
Righto, now the first, 1 Exilia Miss, $7, 2 Rage Against, 5, 3 Baroque Girls, 7, 4 Lonely Orphan, 340. 5 out, 6 Chosen Prince, 280, 7 Urana Boy, 12, 8 Duro, 12, favourite 280, 6 Chosen Prince.
If he runs the 2200, I think he'll win Chosen Prince. I've been guilty of tipping him a number of times when he's let us down. He's only won 2 out of 20, but... He's run at Musselbrook the other day in a 17.50 on Melbourne Cup Day. It was very good. He was 3 wide with no cover mid-race, and he really chased home good behind another. Snappy and Love None got beat about a length and a quarter. Prior to that, he was only beaten half a length by that unbeaten young stayer of Chris Lee's, Fuji Fury, back on October 20. He's goes well at Scone. He's won one here, and he's run second here before. Greg Ryan will ride him, and it's a really interesting battle at the top of the New South Wales table, too. Andrew Gibbons with 57 wins, and Greg Ryan with 56 as they go into this meeting today. Both got very, very good rides, and I think Greg can win the first. Number 2, Rage Against, from 3rd in the Cessna Cup the other day at Newcastle, was well beat, in fact. The first and second come right away from him, but that was a much, much stronger field than what he meets today. He's got a chance. Number 4, Lonely Orphan, won a 2-mile race the other day at Graft. At its best, she'd beat these, but she mixes her form. She'd been out of form badly. Other lap win, she hadn't won for some time. The big crackle suitor, she'll be getting to the line hard. An Exilia Miss, not without a hope, run second at Inverell. In the Diggers' Cup last start, behind Baroque Girl, one of the opposition today. Good race, plenty of chances, 6-2-4-1.
Righto, race 2, fillies and mares maiden, 1 Rosaria Katarina, $6, 2 Stella Sea Sun, 2, 3 Mitabar, 126, 4 Nazuri Mwali, 17, 5 Rosaldi, 26, 6 Charabab, 51, number 7 Philadora, 270, 8 Smooge, 950, 9 Aguia, 151, 10 An Absolute Miracle, 151, 11 Chorus Queen, 51, and 12 Fladeus, 126. 2 even for number 2, Stella Sea Sun.
Yeah, I think it'll win. They went up $3.60. There's been no scratching, so it's been a huge go, $3.60 into $2. Robert Thompson hops aboard today. I think Digger might be suspended. And Robert rides. Digger rode it the other day. It's bred and owned by Jerry Harvey, a reduced choice. Mate, it's a half-sister to that real good sprinter Jerry had, the Chris Lee's Crane Feline. She's a half-sister to her. She won half a million. On the track, won a couple of good races. I think she won the Concord. This filly had the race won here the other day on November 19. That was her first race start. And she was bloused right on the line by the roughie, Safaris. She'll be all the better for the run. No doubt about that. That was 1,100 the other day. 1,200 won't worry her. And I think that she will get the money. She only just got beat. She wouldn't have won, but Digger came in a kilo over. He weighed in a kilo over after the race. She may have finished a shade closer, but she wouldn't have won the race. This is the day, I think, for her, but I've got her on top. Rosaria Caterina is the danger. Never had a lot of luck the other day at Newcastle on the stable mate, Filet Velotto, but Filet Velotto got beat a long way at Musselwhite the other day. Even though it travelled wide, I got a query over the strength of that race. It was a Cessnock meeting at Newcastle, and I think it was a Cessnock field, to be honest. But she had shown a bit of form a couple of times last time in. I'll put her in for second, number one. 7, Philadora. It was the early favourite. Couple of seconds this time in. Trained on the track. Greg Ryan, Rod Northam. She'll go okay. And number 8, Smooch for Johnny Ramsey. 2, 1, 7, and 8.
Now the third, 1, 4, Jackson, 290. 2, Derby Star, 650. 3, a Kango, 61. 4, Free Rider, 650. 5, General Scarlet, 10. 6, Mr. PK, 950. 7, The Sparkle Legend, 650. Number 8, Aratula, 21. 9, John Paul, 15. 10 out. 11, Northern Benny, 101. Number 12, Booyah, 19. 13 out. 14, Shivkani, 19. 15 out. 16, Reddy's Best, 151. 17, Sterada, 81. 18 out. Favourite, $2.90. 1, 4, Jackson.
He's my best bet of the day. I had to think hard about it because he's been, you know, getting beat last prep, tipped him a few times. But I will say that in a couple of those runs, when he got beat, he got beat by Helicu at Musselbrook, run second. I know he got beat 4.5 lengths, but Helicu went straight to town and bowled it. He ran second to Smith, beaten less than half a length at Scone in June, and Smith won 3 straight after that, 3 or 4 straight. He's first up on the back of a very, very good trial at Scone. Missed a kick in the trial. Young Reece Jones rode him. He's riding him today. I claim 3. Went up on the rail and he was nosed out by a real smart horse. Like he's an open class horse, sorry, on fire. Real fast horse with a Cameron Crockett. I know that Orion Fire was doing better than him on the line, but this is only a maiden. The kid's riding well, I think 8 or 9 winners. Got 100 rides now, he told me. Kid goes quick. 3 kilos off. Big tracks, what he wants. He's got a few quirks, but with any luck, he'll get the money today. Number 2, Derby Star for Chris Lees, won a recent Newcastle trial. Chaired the lead 4 deep, was under the whip in the straight. And only just got there. It was an average trial win. Number 7, The Sparkle Legend for Milo Gorman. I saw it run second in a recent Quirindi trial. It was a pretty weak trial, but it went okay. It was taken back, hit the line pretty good. There was only 5 runners. And the other one, number 4, 3 Rider, Paul Massara, owned by John Allen Jones and others, John Lever, in the partnership. He's by Animal Kingdom. I thought his trial was so-so. Ashley Morgan was booked to ride him, and I noticed Graham Buckley's riding him. He may go a ride here on debut. He did run on OK in the trial. Won the best bet to be 2.74.
Rightio, race 4. Now 1, Phuket, $4. 2, Moss Rye is $9.50. Number 3, Meraki Miss, $3. 4 is out. 5, Strictly Legit, $3.70. 6, it's par, $26. 7, Washington George, $9.50. 8, New York Philly, $19. 9, Sapiens, 26. 10, Soul Witness, 13. And 11, Mambo Fever, 101. $3 even. Number 3, Meraki Miss.
I like Strictly Legit, trained by Cody Morgan, and a bit of value here. I'll tell you about this horse. Cody and his dad and a friend bought this horse from Victoria. One day, Sean, he won a race by nearly four lengths at Mornington a long time back. He went to Caulfield in January 17. So you're looking at, you know, nearly 2 years. And he got the two lengths. He run third there to Mystified. Terrific form for this. Run fourth at Mooney Valley the same month to Gratwick, beaten 2.5. And his last run was in January 18. So you're looking at 11 months at Cranbourne.
Mm.
He trialled at Tamworth. Trialled really good. He won the trial in October. He put him down at Musselbrook on Melbourne Cup Day. And to be quite honest, he was disappointing. I know he missed the kick two lengths, but he didn't run on at all. Got beat about 6.5. He's in a very good stable. Gibbo rides him. Got a good barrier. Look out for a huge improvement today. He would have worked well since, otherwise Cody wouldn't have him down. He's a very, very good trainer. Haraki Miss is going terrific for Cameron Crockett. Accepted for two or three races here today, but is running in this one. Just got nosed out of Dubbo the other day. Hit the line hard. Moss Rye, a late ride for Robert Thompson with Josh Adams not riding. Have a look at the gear changes here. Luke Thomas has taken the earmuffs off. She will wear the earmuffs. He will pre-race. Lugging bit off. Nose roll on. Tongue control bit first time. And the tongue tie off.
Mm.
That's nearly as many gear changes as owners. And he's, and I think he's got a dozen owners. He's got a bit of ability. You just got to get the best out of him. He hasn't had him that long, Luke. He's had three runs, I think, for Luke. But he could run a place for sure in the race. And ahead of him, my third pick was the Phuket, number one. If he found his best form, he'd win the race. When he first started racing, he looked like being a real good horse. He's had a few problems along the way, and he does have to improve, but he may do that. 5, 3, 1, and 2.
All right, race 5, 1 Arlo's Way, 14. 2, Finucane Missile is $12. Number 3, Grand Achiever, 9, 4 out. 5, Classic Man, 11. 6, Democracy, 126. 7, East Esplanade, 10. 8, Elcano, 360. 9, Grand Peril, 34. 10, Power Transformer, 460. 11, Wee Lassie, 26. 12, All Chargers, 650. 13 out. 14, Little Beauty, 101. 15, Clover Club, 41. And 16, Poulton Le Sands, 850. Favourite, 360, number 8, Elcano.
If he repeats his last run here, he'll win. Chris Lees has got him. He's a high chaparral out of a New Zealand mare, actually, a Centane mare. He first up here the other day. The run was an absolute ripper. His stable mate won the race. She's pretty smart mimic. He run fourth, got beat three, just over 3 lengths. He was a mile back into the straight in a big field of 12, and he hit the line really hard. And Chris O'Brien rode him. Chris is riding again today. He goes from 1,300 there the other day to the mile. And the way he raced, and of course he's by high chap, they're mainly stayers. The way he raced, he'll eat the mile up. I nearly made him a good thing, but I thought I'll only stick with the one. And I like him. His stable mate's probably the danger. Number 10, Power Transformer. While Turner owns this one. And got beat 8 lengths at Canterbury, its only start. When it was only a $9 chance there recently. It'll improve out of sight here down in class. 3 grand Achiever could run a place, and 2 Finucane Missile. It could run a top 4 for sure. 8, 10, 3, and 2.
Righto, race 6, the class 2, and here number 1, Mubi, 210. 2 Delete, 850. 3 Sharp Speedo, 9. 4 High Lizzie, 19. 5, The Debater, 950. 6, Power of Wexford, 5. 7, High on You, 13. 8, Western Saga, 19. 9, Torpedo, 34. 10, Auric Gold, 101. 11, Stoke It Up, 34. 12, Baradine Bound is 101. 13, Dizzy Spell, 71. 14, Strike Zone, 71. And 15, Out. Favourite, 210, number 1, Mubi.
Another good thing. I'm only making the one special. But if I had kept going, I would have made that previous one and this Mubi a good thing. He is absolutely flying this bloke. Cody Morgan's got him. He had a really good preparation when he was trained by his owner. He loves Scone. Three runs here for 2 wins. He's formerly trained here. Now he's at Tamworth. First up at Muscle Brook, the run was a ripper back in October when he rocketed to the line to get beat half a length. Muscle Brook and Melbourne Cup day, things didn't go right. And then the other day, you saw the real movie at Scone 3 weeks ago. He was a mile back, which he does. He's a back marker. Greg Ryan's rode him in every start he's had. Greg got into the outside at the top of the straight, and wow, did he warm up. He won by more than 4 lengths, ran right away. Now, what you've got to look at today, the horse that he beat, who got a bit of a bump on the home turn, very promising filly of Chris Lee's called Power of Wexford. He beat her 4 lengths. She runs second. Today, I think the turnaround is about 3 kilos in her favour. He carried 57.5, and he goes up 1.5, and she comes down 1.5. She's the only danger. Forget the rest, I reckon. But he looks a good thing. You wouldn't think, Sean, 1.5 lengths is going to make, 1.5 kilo is going to make difference to a 4 lengths margin, would you? So, you would think, are you listening?
Yep, I'm listening to everything you're saying.
Would you think that 1.5 lengths, 1.5 kilos would make a difference to a 4 lengths margin? I don't think so.
You don't think so, okay.
Well, do you?
Yeah.
You do?
Weight's got to make a difference.
Yeah, but it's only 1.5 kilos. He won before 4 lengths.
Yeah, but it's going to peel him back. He mightn't beat him, but he's going to get closer.
No, that's what I mean. I don't mean, he can't beat him on weight.
No,
but he could get a lot closer.
Yeah.
Luby on top, 6 Power of Wexford. Number 3, Sharp Speedo's got a place out. And number 2, Delete. 1, 6, 3, and 2.
Right, now the next, race 7, number 1, Invincible George, $7, 2, Iwatani, 10, 3, Epic Decision, 10, 4 and 5 out. 6 AM is 26, 7 Buddy Honest, 390, 8 Mount Buller, 41, 9 Vineyard, 480, 10 out, 11 Mr. Adable, 420, 12 Under Pressure, 950, 13 Zeroya, 26, and 14 Musical Family is $26. Favourite here, 390, number 7, Buddy Honest.
I like Miss Radoval. I think she's got a great over there. She wants a big track. She's desperate for a big track. Her run here back in March when she ran second to El Cabana was sensational. Should have won. And, oh, no, the day at Newcastle was the big run. She was a certainty beaten there. And then she flew home and just failed to pick up El Cabana here at Scone. That was in February, March. She won at Cessnock first up on a track that don't suit her. And her last couple of runs have been in good company at Hawkesbury and Wyong. She ran behind Bobbing at Wyong. It won the $150,000 provincial final at the weekend. And she runs 6 behind Red Henno at Hawkesbury. And it's performed very well in that final as well the other day. Wants a big track. Bucko, is he riding it? Yep. Crossover noseband today. I think today's the day. I like it a lot. Buddy Honest is going terrific again for Alicia Bennett. 3 placings in a row. Gibbo picks up the late ride. It'll go forward from barrier 11. Going to be hard to beat. Number 1, Invincible George. Ready to strike form for Leslie Jeffries. Had a few issues. I think it was with Kylie Gavinlock. He's always had a few problems, this fella, but he can gallop. And number 2, Iwatani. 11, 7, 1 and 2.
And the final event, race 8, 1 Chapeau's, $4. Number 2, Red Liberty, 12. 3 through the cracks, 390. 4 Lawn Meat, 5. 5 off the dial, $5. 6 Jeff, 818. 7 Shipping Me Timbers, 850. 8 out. 9 Taramaro's, 71. 10 is out. 11 On Your Off, 61. 12 Love at First Sight, 101. 13 Settlers, 61. 14 Dark Elixir, 34. 15 Hussein Plaza, 34. 16 Summer Surf, 26. 17 out. Favourite, 390. 3 through the cracks.
I think Chapeau's will win, and if Chapeau produces its last run, it will win. I think it beat 1.9 in a highway the other day at Rose Ilby on Handle the Truth and I Am Capitan. That'll win this race. He repeats that. Very good third first up at Tamworth over the 1,200. 1-2 on the trot last time in with a very good young trainer at Tamworth, Zach Hash. Got a tricky barrier and got 59, but that highway run, he got held up a bit. He should have run third, without question. Off the dial for Chris Lees will run well. Its first up run was good. Number three, Through the Cracks, Angela Davies, fell in last start at Taree back in June. Well, it didn't actually fall. It won be a length and a quarter, but it has trialled at Newcastle since. There's a massive plunge on debut at Musselbrook when it ran fourth way back in May. It's got to be a chance. Another Greg Ryan ride and Lawn Meat. Each way hope for Chris Lees. 1, 5, 3, and 4. Andrew Gibbons and Greg Ryan have both got outstanding books of rides shown today.
Now, what's the best there, Gary?
As I told you earlier, the best bet is race 3, number 1, Port Jackson. And if I had two other specials, if I did, mm-hmm. I only like to give the one, it'd be Movie and the horse of Chris Lees and the maid Melcano in race 5 and Movie in race 6.
You've effectively given three specials.
Oh, yeah, one or the other. No, one will do.
Go on, Gaz. Cut the strings loose and have a real crack.
My Greek friends only like the one special.
All right, there you go. All right, mate. We'll hear you at the late mail throughout the day.
Yeah, we're the only meeting. So we've got plenty of time. Lovely warm day. Around about 30, 31, I think. So that's okay. They're predicting 35 at Newcastle Saturday, and that's on the coast. So we can put up the 31 up there today. Good luck, Sean. I know you'll be supporting some of those runs.
Oh, it will be, definitely. Good on you, Gary. Talk to you later through the day. See ya, Gary Harley. 28 past 10, Sky Sports Radio.